A.J. Verdell Opens the Door to Toni Morrison by Amy Mavrack. Miss Chloe, a memoir by A.J. Verdell, is the story of Verdell's literary friendship with Toni Morrison. When you open the door to Toni Morrison, the book begins, you look genius in the face. The multiple facets of the phrase, open the door, is characteristic of the linguistic dexterity Verdell and Morrison enjoyed. Over 2.5 decades, Verdell literally opened the door to Toni Morrison many times, a surprising development in Verdell's life as a young novelist, and her memoir figuratively opens the door on Morrison as a writer, mentor, and friend. After reading a galley of Verdell's novel, The Good Negress, prior to its publication in 1995, Morrison identified Verdell as a powerful literary voice. She invited Verdell to visit her in New York. This visit began a long friendship of shared wordplay, home remedies, and wisdom that endured 2.5 spats. Always, she writes, we were part mystery to each other. We could rely on each other in certain foundational ways, black ways, folk ways, linguistic ways. Miss Chloe details the way Morrison's friendship has buoyed Verdell in her life and work and how it has challenged her. Verdell's superlatives are not hyperbole. Morrison's incisive insight, depth of character, honeyed lyricism, and masterminded storytelling are apparent in her writing. Verdell's testimony curls around Toni Morrison with veneration that does not diminish Verdell's sense of self. Miss Chloe meanders through stories of their meetings, shared meals, conversations, and musings on Morrison's work and life. Like a dance, the partners separate and come together as Verdell takes a spin with other cultural icons, Nina Simone, Sonia Sanchez, James Brown, James Baldwin, and returns to Morrison, mapping part of the web of connections in a community of luminous Black artists. The two writers share an appreciation for the importance of naming, and Verdell deliberates on the name she will use to address Toni Morrison before choosing Miss Chloe, a term that situates their relationship as reverent and familial. The title, Miss Chloe, is an introduction to an artist of the highest caliber. Verdell makes the introduction, opens the door, and invites the reader to approach the venerated Toni Morrison. The book is divided into two parts, Do You Know Where Your Wisdom Lives? And Call Me Grand. Each part contains sections separated by spaces and occasional headings. No chapter breaks, no table of contents, no map. Memories spring up wild instead of planted in rows. Details are captivating, aromatic. At times I found myself disoriented among the blooms. The reader can enter anywhere and still be there, contemplating a life, an oeuvre, a friendship. Verdell and Morrison both learned to read very young, and it shows in the lyricism and impact of their prose. Verdell's musicality is evident in sound and structure. She follows a clear statement with lyrical elaboration. My relationship with Morrison lasted a third of my life and was not wholly intimate and not fully professional, she writes. Our relationship had its flares and embers, its low heat and occasional blaze. She selects verbs like jewelry accenting an outfit. Morrison doesn't traffic in doubt. Few endeavors jazzed her more. Sometimes she opens the jewelry box and reveals many at once. I was fixated, positively riveted, charged, and shot aloft by the stacks within. Miss Chloe is Verdell's first published book since The Good Negress in 1995, though she has worked for many years on a novel about Black cowboys. With her literary acuity and Morrison's support, why hasn't she published more? Morrison did not want to help me with my writing, Verdell writes. She wanted me to deploy my own agency and recognize my range and power. For a towering literary figure like Morrison, who seems to have been aware of her own stature and skill, did she expect Verdell to rise to her standing without the helping hand she had offered Toni Cade Bambara and Angela Davis as their editor? I might have found the expectation crippling. No matter that she welcomed and accepted me, Verdell writes, I saw myself as different and nowhere near to the future she imagined for me. Verdell reads cues, trusts her intuition, finds balance, and asserts her artistry, growing in Morrison's shadow and then in the absence of the shadow. She insists that Miss Chloe is a companion, that Morrison cannot be understood without reading her work. Toni Morrison is an unwieldy subject, and Verdelle does not minimize or attempt to define her massive spirit. Verdelle's compelling voice spills into the acknowledgments, remarking on Morrison's current cultural significance. As this book goes to press, Toni Morrison's books are being banned, her significance being further imprinted. Her name is spoken many times every day. As is fitting, Miss Chloe has gone into ancestry blazing.